welcome back, my friends, to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific day today, as always. And make sure you're checking out the last day on sale, the product of the week, the purple powder in a can or purple sticks, whichever one you want to call it. It's here on sale, ready to rock and roll. So check it out at healthmasters.com right now for 12% off.
I got a can over here. This was the one.
Here's just the full one. Need that one. How are you doing today, bud?
I'm doing great. We had an internet issue this morning.
We had an internet issue all night.
Oh, my gosh.
I had no internet last night, which was fine.
And finally, I have a box out here in the studio, and I got a box in the house. The box house was working, so I got a friend of mine over. His name's Sean, and he said, why don't we just swap the boxes? And hence why we're live today.
Yes, I think if they're pinging the same address, I think they work right.
Well, it's probably two different addresses, but we'll see what happens with all that. But they're working.
It's working. We're here.
Obviously, we wouldn't be here.
I'm assuming we're working. YouTube.
Oh, by the way, Aaron Rodgers, NFL star, got on a doggone 10-minute tirade on CNN the other day, calling Anthony Fauci a coward in a COVID meltdown.
About right.
And he was against the shots to start with.
Yeah, he was.
And it says, former White House chief medical advisor Dr. Anthony Scum Fauci has hit back at Aaron Rodgers after the quarterback launched a scathing verbal assault on him live on air. Rodgers has long been a long-time vaccine skeptic and was extremely outspoken about the COVID-19 pandemic. Didn't hold back as he eviscerated Fauci in the wake of his decision to continually plead the Fifth Amendment over 100 times in a hostile Senate hearing. Now, the crazy part about this is, great, I think we just lost the internet.
Did we?
I think so.
Did you lose it?
Are you hot still?
I'm still live.
Let's do it.
I'm on YouTube. I'm watching my YouTube show.
There you go. Rich, we live.
There's YouTube. YouTube's still live. There's a 5-second delay on there. Yeah, we're ready to rock and roll unless your iPad went down.
I think my iPad went down. Rich, are we live still? Austin, take your shot.
Rock. Take my shot. I'm good. I don't miss. Here we go. Go salt can help you fight cancer, study show. And that comes down to real true salt.
I'm not talking about Morton now. We're not promoting that.
No. It says, while salt's often merely a kitchen staple, its role in cancer treatment is actually gaining attention. Two new studies published in Nature Immunology found that increased salt levels can enhance the immune cell's cancer killing ability. They said two of the studies showed that mice that consume high salt diet also reduced tumor size as a result. However, this was not just bleached salt. They were actually looking at Himalayan style.
There you go, the pink salt.
Pink salt. They said while research suggests a salt-based approach could become a valuable tool, researchers say in a press statement they don't recommend humans eat copious amount of salt to activate immune response against cancer. However, it goes back to show you, though, how a lot of the lies they tell you in the medical industrial complex, though, like salt is bad, but they don't designate what actually is salt considered, not just straight bleached sodium chloride.
I'm going to talk about Fritz Brower over in Germany.
Fritz.
Yeah, he passed away a couple of years ago, but he lived to be in his 90s. And I'll never forget, he told me about 20 years ago, he goes, my doctor told me never to touch salt. Well, my doctor's dead now. Next doctor's also dead. They're all dead. I'm still alive. I'm eating salt. And he lived another 20 years eating salt every day.
There you go.
That was Fritz. I loved Fritz. He's a great guy. But he lived to be in his 90s, and I think he finally had a heart attack or whatever, but I don't really know the cause of death. Didn't really ask. They didn't do an autopsy on him because he lived so old. So he was so old.
That point is not really doing an autopsy.
Well, yeah, he died of old age. You know? Yeah, so, yes, he was doing great. So I love the guy.
Fritz
he was
cool.
Great. Yeah, he was pretty cool.
No, and that's why I tell you guys before. A lot of times they tell you guys, cut back on salt intake. That's that processed, ultra-processed food, just crap salt. The stuff they put in all the food, the stuff you buy at the store that's bleached white. Half the time it's got about 5-6 other ingredients.
And they add fluoride to it too, buddy.
Fluoride to it. There's all kinds of stuff they add to it. So if you get salt, get real salt, get the doggone Redmond salt that we carry out of Utah. Yeah. I just actually had to order a bunch more of that the other day.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid causes brain damage, drops the IQ, causes you to become servile and infertile, massively increases the risk of cancer. Yeah, fluoride is not something you're putting in your body. Oh, by the way, you know, we've talked so many times about whey protein. And now we have a cheese glut in the United States, and people are taking this cheese and just taking the whey out of it.
Cheese glut?
Mm-hmm.
I like cheese.
It says, for most of history, dairy, when the stuff you got rid of, the watery byproduct left after milk becomes cheese, was fed to hogs. This is whey, by the way. And now because of all the GLP prescriptions, which I don't recommend at all, and the 40-gram breakfast bars, the cheddar isn't its cheeses anymore. Now Americans now producing record amounts of cheese because that's how you get whey. And I got a big kick out of this. Now, here's what I'm going to say this to you very, very carefully. A lot of this is not being produced in the United States. It's being produced in China.
That is exactly right.
And it's a byproduct.
Right.
We've talked about this so many times. That's why when we bring in our soy protein, we never use soy protein.
I'll touch soy.
When we bring in the whey protein, we delete that. I'm not awake yet. When we bring in our whey protein, we bring it in out of New Zealand, which is the cleanest whey protein you can get in the world. And that's why it's such a high grade. And it says high grade whey, so wholesale prices are up 250 cents year to year. That's why the processed product keeps getting more expensive.
That's right.
I mean, that's 2.5 times increase in cost. Per the same reporting, the squeeze got tight enough, the U.S. exports of 80% of whey protein to China fell 47% in the first 4 months of the year because now China's sending whey protein over to us because people are saying we got to have more and more protein. You know, I always tell folks, I say, look, 2-3 eggs in the morning, great breakfast. No bread, no pasta, no rice, protein. And if you're trying to lose body fat, one of the easiest ways to do that because it elevates the amount of glucagon, which burns body fat. And instead of elevating insulin, which stores body fat, you keep your blood sugar stable all day and you feel great.
That's spot on. Another tie-in now here with a new study that just came out with autism and gut microbe. I've been talking about this for years, is the connection with the gut and the gut-brain connection, the gut-brain axis, they call it, is why it's so important to make sure not only are you not eating a bunch of crap food that's messing up your gut microbe, so you have proper probiotics, the connection between your brain is even more intense than we ever thought of a decade ago. We're finding more and more research all the time. This is why glyphosate, the Roundup, wrecks your digestive system, but also wrecks up your gut-brain connection. This is why a lot of times when people start eating more and more junk food, they start having more and more mental issues. You start having this circular effect where you want to eat more sugar, more junk food, more crap continually because the body isn't able to produce proper amounts of dopamine and serotonin because basically the connection's all messed up. This is a comprehensive review led by scientists at the Yang People's Hospital in Xichang, China, had a synthesized decade of research examining how the gut microbe influences autism. They said the authors conclude that children with autism consistently exhibit alterations in gut bacteria, microbial metabolites, and immune signaling and gastrointestinal function. It says in the detail here, they went on and said the evidence supporting a biological gut-brain connection has grown considerably. Their view then emphasizes the microbe-based therapies, looking at probiotics and microbial transplantation, remain experimental. They said the narrative review systematically evaluated studies involving children with autism. They looked at animal models, microbe sequencing, metabolics, immune profiling, and early intervention trials. And they said researchers repeatedly identified reduced levels of beneficial bacteria such as Bifidobacterium and Akkermansia muciniphia, pull that one up, alongside increases in colostrum, bacterials, and other ones. These microbes shifted were associations with lower production of short-chain fatty acids, particularly butyrate, altered serotonin metabolism, increased inflammatory cytokines. Perhaps the strongest mechanism evidence comes from the animal studies. And so this is interesting here because we've talked so many times about how a lot of times you're seeing these different sequences with autistic children and how it continues to go across the board with diet, with the unbelievably just obscene shot schedule now with the CDC and all these other causing disruption.
Over 70 shots. It's unbelievable.
Well, I showed you guys the updated CDC panel the other day. I mean, by the time, you know, child's 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, I mean, they've already had like 15, 16 different shots.
You know what makes me angry with this? All this is to program the parent to bring that child in on a consistent
Correct.
Basis because that child can't even produce antibodies against these diseases until he's about 2 years old.
Yeah, about a year and a half to 2 years old, the immune system starts to develop.
No, and the crazy part about it, when they give them that 18-month MMR shot, when so many of these kids come down with autism, you know, it's useless to that child to start with, and it causes so much brain swelling, it causes so much damage to the brain, and apparently it affects the gut microbes. And also, remember, one of the new studies showed that when you take the folate,
yeah,
you know, methyltetrahydrofolate,
MTHF.
It really helps these kids with autism. The problem is a lot of these parents, I'm going to be real direct with a lot of people here, they've tried a lot of different things to try to help these kids to start with, and they've burned out on it. I've got a friend who's got a kid who's like 25 years old. He's an adult male now, and he likes to hit everybody. He's got autism. He talks in foreign language like he's demon-possessed. And I've talked to his caretaker, and I said, can we try the methyltetrahydrofolate for him? We tried, you know, gut bacteria. A lot of times they do fecal implants now with these kids. And I said, can we try anything to try to help him? Parents are not interested.
Well, the problem is, too, sometimes, and I'm not going to – and this isn't always the case – but the issue is now we've almost incentivized some parents to have health problems and have mental issues with their kids.
Oh, the state pays them money, so the federal government.
I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to tell anybody what they're doing for a specific reason. But what I'm saying is, it's a documented fact now. Basically, the sicker your children are, the more mental defects they might have, whether they have autism, whether they have ADHD, whether they have anxiety disorder. It is many disorders as kids can get diagnosed with now. It increases the amount of subsidies that the state pays them. This is documented facts. You know, I mean, I got a friend of mine. He's been dating a girl, and she's got three kids. She had three kids with her husband, and then they got divorced. And every single kid on paper has some type of health problem, some type of mental problem. I found out the other day.
How much money does she get per month?
About $4,000 a month for three kids. And then, by the way, none of them are defective. I've met all of them. They're all very good, healthy, great runaround kids. But if they can get diagnosed with ADD, if they can get diagnosed with anxiety disorder, if they can get diagnosed even with some type of mild autism, the state pays you X amount of money per certain things that are happening. And again, I'm not pointing any fingers, but it's kind of ironic. This is starting to become a trend now. And see, here's the problem. Here's the problem that most parents don't realize when they do this. Child may be having an issue. Well, why don't we look at methyl tetrahydrofolate? Let's MTHF. Let's look at methylated B vitamins. Let's look at omega-3s. Why would I want to get my child off that type of listing as far as having a mental problem? Because then my check stops coming. Rough spot to be when you start thinking about it.
You know, I'll never forget, years ago, I've told you this story before. I'm not going to go into detail. I was flying back from a seminar in Dallas, and I moved up to the bulkhead right before the plane landed, about 15 minutes beforehand, because I didn't really have any luggage with me, and I didn't want to have to sit at the back of the plane by the toilet. And so I sat up there with a lady who was by herself up there in three seats, and I sat by the window, and we started talking, and I told her, she asked me what I did, and I told her I did seminars and wrote books, and I asked her what she did. She didn't do anything. She said she had rheumatoid arthritis. And she was drawing Social Security because she was disabled from the rheumatoid arthritis. And I told her, I said, well, that's really easy to get rid of. You just cut out the nightshade vegetables. You don't eat tomatoes or eggplants or bell peppers. And she looked at me and goes, why would I do that? I would no longer get my check for the rheumatoid arthritis. And I looked at her, I said, okay, if you want to be in pain, I guess that's okay. And then I said, well, do you have any kids? And she says, well, I have a son who's gay, and he's got AIDS, and he's on full government disability. And so, you know, he lives with me, and we get, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars a month for that. And then she said, what do you do again? I said, well, I do seminars. And she goes, well, they need to increase your taxes, your income tax. She said this to me, Austin.
She said that to you?
Yeah. And I looked at her and I said, what do you mean? She said, well, you need to pay at least 90% income tax. And I said, 90%? You mean you want me to work for 10%? So if I make $1,000, I get $100 and I give the government $900. She goes, yes, my son and I need to be taken care of and subsidized. And I looked then she looked at me.
I could have sat beside her.
Well, no. And finally, I said to her, she said, well, I'm one of the last Teddy Kennedy bleeding heart liberals. I personally didn't know people like this existed. And I looked at her. I said, well, I mean, I'm not going to work for 10%. I won't do it. If I make $100 a day, what is the point of me working, you know, for traveling, you know,
day.
Yeah. And she goes, that's because that's what people like you do. They want to work to make money to support people like me. And I said, no, I don't. No, I won't. And I said, that was it. Right after that, I gave my notice to the seminar people. I quit doing the seminars, Austin, because I was flying all over the country all the time.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, you know, I'm not going to do this. But she was being serious. And I finally told her, I said, look, let's just not have a conversation for the rest of the time. We're about to land. I said, all you're doing is elevating my blood pressure. I can't believe this. But she was 100% serious. So when you tell me that a parent doesn't want to have a child get healthy, it saddens me profusely, because I realize that you're right, because if the subsidies stop, the lifestyle stops, and this family has like three autistic children. You would think after the first shot of the MMR at 18 months, they'd stop, but they don't.
Right.
And so they're getting probably about $8,000-$10,000 a month. They get full Social Security benefits for these children.
If it's severe, if it's severe adult autism, mm-hmm. as far as the children are past 18, they're still their caretakers. It's somewhere, I pulled up the other day, somewhere around $5,000 to $6,000 per child.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you have three adult children, or I guess you call them that, you're talking about almost $20,000 a month in total aggregate.
And I've got a friend of mine who takes care of him, and the kid likes to hit. And this kid tried to hit me one time in the car driving. And I threw a block up and blocked him, took him right back to the house. And, you know, I said, I'm not dealing with this. I don't want to beat up an autistic kid. It's awful. And, you know, and they're paying my buddy like $15 an hour.
To watch it for the day.
And they're getting $10,000 a month to take care of these three kids. And I told my friend, I said, look, I said, anybody who has to deal with an adult child with autism who hits and beats, they're not going to do anything for less than $50 an hour, period. And they're going to want him basically restrained. And they're not going to want to deal with it. And the sad part about it is people don't understand how difficult it is to raise a child that has a learning disability like that, or actually a mental disability.
And it falls to the next line, though, too, and the last part I'm going to close this up, is that a lot of times, especially if parents are kind of milking it, like they're, oh, my kid's got this issue and this issue, and the kid's really not having much of an issue, but they kind of milk it to get more money. Here's the problem. That mental diagnosis follows them the rest of their life.
That's right.
And their medical jacket. It transfers and transfers and transfers. And it's interesting. When I got my
Medical Information Bureau.
When I got my driver's license the other day, I'd renew it. It expired. I was the last holdout of a real ID. Tried to do everything I could. Now they finally said, well, you're going to be arrested if you drive with this ID. I said, why? It's not a real ID and it's expired, Mr. Brower. I'm like, but I don't want a real ID. I'm opting out. They said, you can't opt out.
17 years you opted out.
I've opted out as long as I could go and further past the expiration date. Finally, I was forced to, with threat of arrest, to get a real ID. And so I was like, well, guess what? I guess I'm just going to have to comply with this right now because I don't need to deal with that today. But it's interesting. They asked me. I've never had them ask me this before. They add a whole list of questions down in your driver's license.
Here we go.
They asked me if I'd ever been diagnosed with a mental disorder on the driver's license thing. I'm like, I've never answered that question before. I've never had to answer that question. And so you start looking at this pattern now, and how many people, especially young kids that have been diagnosed with this now, just because their parents don't want to change their diet, don't want to change their lifestyle, and now all of a sudden it follows them around. Suddenly, will it reach a point where they're not going to renew your driver's license or give you one?
Well, it goes back a lot deeper than that. It deals with concealed weapons permits and a lot of other things. But also remember, not every child who has autism is going to respond to dietary change.
That's true.
I wish it was, but it's not. Because sometimes the brain damage is so severe, it doesn't matter what you do from a dietary standpoint, it's not going to help. And remember, we got millions of kids now with autism that are on the spectrum from the 72 shots they're given with the aluminum and all the other
stuff. And the glyphosate.
And the glyphosate.
And the Tylenol.
All of it. Oh, by the way, it's in order to protect your children. Now, Florida did something right. Florida's ban on children attending drag shows is now constitutional, the appeals court says. Taking a 3-, 4-, and 5-year-old to a transgender drag show.
Well, first off,
if you're a parent doing that, something's really wrong with you.
If somebody wants to go to that type of stuff on it, it needs to be same thing else. It needs to be 18 and up.
Yeah.
You should not allow children to be attending that type of adult shows. I mean, you won't let a child goes to a strip club, a 5-year-old goes to a strip club, they're not going to let them in. They're not going to let them in. So, I mean, why in the world is it okay to have a grown man strip teasing, pulling all kinds of weird stuff off him?
Showing his genitalia.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay because it's a drag show. God, there's people nauseated.
It says the federal appeals court says Florida's ban on children attending sexualized drag shows is constitutional. On Tuesday, the court overturned a lower court's decision that had blocked the state's law. Hamburger Mary's, a bar and restaurant chain that holds drag shows and previously held what is called family-friendly performances.
Yeah, that one always boggled my mind.
For children on Sundays, sued the state over the ban. The chain claimed that the law is unconstitutional, but judges on the 11th Court of Appeals disagreed in an 8-5 ruling. Judge Andrew Basher, writing on behalf of the majority, said, "We are convinced the district erred for two reasons. First, the district court lacked the authority to impose a universal injunction that prevented the enforcement of the act. Second, Hamburger Mary's was not entitled to even a more limited preliminary injunction to prevent the enforcement of the act because its claims do not have substantial likelihood of success on the merits." In other words, they're using legal ease to say, oh, we're not going to we're going to ban this still, but they're not saying that it's wrong morally. That's what's funny about the ruling. Now, here's the thing. Do you really want, and I know you guys listen to the show, so you wouldn't want to do it. Do you really want your 4, 5, or 6 years old who's in a theta brainwave state, who doesn't have an off switch? Everything you say to them, they think is real. So the 6-year-old little boy sees this guy up on the stage performing who's a dude looking like a woman. He goes, oh, I want to do that.
There you go.
Okay? And pretty soon they watch it over and over and over again, and his pervert parents go, yeah, that's cool, isn't it? Well, pretty soon little Johnny's 8 years old now, and he's, well, I think I'm a girl. I want to be a drag queen. And the problem is if you do that at a theta brainwave state where they can't say no and they think it's normal, when you come back to them when they're 30 years old and you say, hey, that's not okay, that's perversion, they're going to say, no, it's not, it's normal, because they have been hardwired to believe the lie because of the theta brainwave state. So they need to go into more of the psychology of this. And it says the law would make it a misdemeanor for businesses to knowingly allow a child to attend an adult live performance, like you said, a strip show.
Yeah.
That depicts or stimulates nudity, sexual contact, sexual excitement, or specific sexual activities. So the fact that we as Americans now have to go in and say
this is wrong,
keep your 4-year-old away from a sex show, is unbelievable to me. What do you think?
You're not wrong, dude. I mean, that's one of the things about it is it doesn't make any sense to me is where, like you said, this is kind of a universal standard. Adult show, adult entertainment like that. It's never been a question like, well, can you take a 5-year-old, you know, over to Tampa and go to strip club?
But remember,
nobody asked that question if it's okay to do that.
But remember,
it's a societal norm, 18 and up.
But remember, this is important. You guys understand this. The people that run this planet, I mean, the real rulers, the ones behind the curtain, they are Kabbalists.
The little happy people.
The little happy people. They're Luciferians, and they believe their snake. Their God is a snake in a tree called Einsof with his own Wikipedia page, and he's an hermaphrodite. So they believe that the closer you become to a transgender, the more you bring honor to their God. That's who's pushing this entire agenda. It always is the same group. And if when you understand that, you start to realize this is not okay. But the fact that this actually had to be recorded, and now the appeals court has said, you know, you can't have children going to sex shows when they're 3 and 4 and 5 years old. They were promoting this as a child-friendly transgender sex show.
Then somebody put, and it was a while back ago, somebody posted a video that was online, and there was nothing child-friendly about this at all.
No.
I mean, it was pure perversion. So anyways, I digress. Another article here I want to come into this. It says it's not just about what you eat. Everyday habits keep inflammation burning and building. Chronic inflammation often develops silently, and it can contribute to conditions ranging from digestive disorders to heart disease. And it goes into detail here talking about how fire, you can't feel it first, and most people recognize acute inflammation, you know, sore wrists or swelling joints, sore throat, you know, headaches, certain things like that. It's a chronic inflammation is different. Instead of acting like a fire alarm, it behaves like a campfire that never really burns out and just smolders. The flames are small, often without obvious, yet they continue smoldering all day after day. Over the past 2 decades, scientists have increasingly recognized chronic low-grade inflammation as a chronic threat linking many today's prevalent chronic diseases, including type 2 diabetes, obesity, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, immune disorders, and even cancer. Scientists have coined the term inflammaging to describe the chronic inflammatory state that appears to accompany aging and contribute to age-related diseases. It says here's a few things it starts telling you. You have chronic low-grade inflammation. Excuse me. Persistent fatigue despite getting enough sleep. Brain fog or difficulty concentrating, frequent bloat, constipation, or diarrhea, reoccurring asthma or seasonal allergies.
No, eczema.
Eczema. Joint stiffness or muscle aches, general feeling that something isn't right. These symptoms have possible causes like thyroid disorders, sleep disorders, and other medical conditions. They said supplements aren't always the first answer. They said supplements can help. They said, well, one thing about this is changing your lifestyle. Ultra-processed foods and excess added sugar are the most common culprit. They literally contribute to the vast majority of low-grade inflammatory responses in the body. This is one of the reasons why. Another one here, your gut may be driving the inflammation. We've talked about this so many times.
It's the same thing with autism.
Same thing. The majority of time when you read this here and they're talking about it, it's the continual poor dietary habits that continue to go on that lead to this low-grade inflammation. The body never has a chance to reach homeostasis, meaning it can't reach a real true balance in the body because you're constantly pumping so many toxins. The ultra-processed foods in here, they say approximately 70% of the body's immune cells are associated in the gastrointestinal tract.
There you go.
Trillions of microbes living there help educate and regulate immune response. When these microbes are disrupted, meaning ultra-processed foods, sucralose, high fructose corn syrup. When they're disrupted, the intestinal barrier becomes impaired. Inflammatory signals start increasing throughout the whole body. The scientists continue to evolve. Research is increasing to support the idea that improving gut health, fiber-rich diet, adequate sleep, large amounts of basically purified water, regular exercise, and nutritional therapy help reduce chronic inflammation. And so this is something, I'll post this article so you guys can look at it. But looking at your diet, looking at supplementation, turmeric, Forest, the one we have, the supercritical extract, that's an incredibly good anti-inflammatory.
But it did say something they're correct on. You know, supplements are really important, but if you're eating junk food constantly,
that's exactly right.
And let me say something to you. You know, a week before wheat is harvested, and this is 99% of the wheat unless it's organic.
In the United States.
In the United States. It's sprayed with glyphosate or Roundup from the air by airplanes. And what it does, they use it as a desiccant. And that desiccant makes it dry out and makes it have a higher crop yield, X amount of bushels per acre more. So it's cheaper to get X amount of bushels per acre and have it sprayed with glyphosate. The problem with glyphosate, it stops the absorption of specific nutrients in the crop, which makes the crop die. The problem with that is the wheat then is processed, turns into bread, and it's loaded with glyphosate, and you eat it. And now your body has specific nutrients it can't absorb because it's being poisoned by the glyphosate, causing chronic gut inflammation. and then you dump chlorinated water on top of that, and then you put a bunch of sodium nitrite on top of that, you dump a bunch of pork on top of that, and you dump a bunch of chlorocarbons with that doggone Splenda stuff that's a doggone pesticide with that artificial sweetener, and now your gut's trashed out, you don't know what to do anymore, and now you're sick all the time. And all these things, you say, well, I'm going to take some turmeric. It'll help, but it won't fix the problem until you change the diet. And so people don't understand, Austin, that dietary change is super important. I mean, I've seen people take supplements and eat junk all the time, and they get sick, and they get and they get cancer. I have a friend of mine. He's got cancer right now. He used to take supplements every single day, but he'd eat junk all the time. And I kept telling him, hey, look, it's not about just taking vitamins. I said, that's important. You stop certain nutrient deficiencies, but you keep putting poison in. It's like with the GHI cleanse.
Yeah.
It's one of the best things you can use to cleanse out the liver. It's incredibly important. And that's why I tell people, and Austin tells people, go on a 3-day GHI fast.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the first things you need to do.
We have so many people with pancreatitis and liver problems. They go on the GHI and they feel great. Now, I'm not making any claims here. I'm saying that it's going to help stabilize all of this stuff.
Here's the biggest issue. If the liver is massively inflamed and you're dealing with low-grade, you know, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and it's plugged up, and your liver's pissed off, it's like, blah, all you do is put junk in me. Your body can only detox so much.
And so fast.
It's already inflamed, which is, again, like it talks about in the gut, it's releasing all these inflammatory markers, so the rest of the body's inflamed. So until you get that gut calmed down, get the junk out of it, reduce all the inflammation markers, and cleanse it, then the body goes, okay, I'm doing better now. I don't have to send up all these flare guns like you talk about with
cytokine storm.
You have this massive flare-up. Your body can actually come down and say, okay, I'm not in a giant problem right now. I'm not in a giant conflict. I can relax. I can detox. And I can start feeling better.
Well, plus, you start swelling up like a tick on a hound dog. I've got a friend of mine, and she's from Finland, and she basically was put on a medication for children who have childhood diabetes. And what ended up happening is she ended up having a problem with an ulcer. And the doctor never even told her not to drink wine. She thought wine was good for her. So the doctor said, yeah, drink as much alcohol as you want. So ate a hole in her gut. Well, now they're treating this with this shot that she has to take twice a week, or she used to take twice a week, that made her gain 35 pounds within 3 months. She went to the doctor and she said, I'm gaining weight like crazy. It's like prednisone on my body. It's unbelievable what this stuff is doing. He goes, oh, no, it doesn't cause that. But yet right in the PDR, physician's desk reference, it lists rapid weight gain as a side effect. And they had her on this drug and she said, I don't know what to do. So finally she came off of it. They wanted her on it for years. And one of the side effects almost always is basically leukemia and cancer. And you think to yourself, well, why would you take something like that? Well, because the doctor who's got his little stethoscope, which is his crucifix, you know, wearing his little white gown, which is his clergy robe, thinks he's God, is saying to you, thou must do this or thou shalt die. And no, you don't have to die. There's all kinds of natural programs that you can use. Now, I know this girl started cleaning up her diet, started eating organic, started eating clean, started regulating her sleep patterns, which, by the way, is a big factor because you're right. Your body has a hard time reaching homeostasis if you're up all night. Your body's going to stay inflamed all the time. And she cut back way on. She was drinking coffee. But the doctor didn't address any of these issues. Just give her the shot.
And here's one of the biggest factors, because I know from experience when I was having issues in my 20s when I was bodybuilding, I wasn't sleeping on my first kid, is that when you start using copious amounts of stimulants, like huge amounts of stimulants,
caffeine,
your body never hits REM sleep. Caffeine, it has about a 6-hour half-life. What happens is, if you're using caffeine, which is what I was training in the morning and at night, and I was using these pre-workouts in my early 20s, so I don't touch those anymore. That's why I'm so diametrically opposed to them. What happens is, you start taking a massive amount of caffeine at 7, 8 o'clock at night. You go to the gym, hour workout, get some food back in, you try to get in bed by 11. Well, the problem is, if you just took 350 milligrams of caffeine at 7, 8 o'clock at night,
you ain't sleeping.
By 1 or 2 a.m., that caffeine's only half out. It's ours half-life. Meaning, by the time it's middle of the night, 2, 3, 4 a.m., you still have so much caffeine in your bloodstream, you might fall asleep, but you're never getting REM sleep. And REM sleep is what's designed to actually cleanse your brain out, reduce inflammation, and let your body come down and detox and go to homeostasis for a few hours in the middle of the night and actually really, truly rest. Your body doesn't need to have, in most cases, 8 to 9 hours of sleep every night. It needs to have at least like 4 hours of real true, call it blackout REM sleep, where you just completely go out. The problem is most people never hit that, whether it's something going on with the prostate and you're up 3 or 4 times a night, or you're taking too much caffeine, you're not getting good enough sleep, or something's going on. But you got to make sure you're getting that adequate, real, true sleep to get your body rested. It says a few things you can do here, help out with inflammation, is choose water over sugary drinks. That's one of the biggest factors. You know, I knew this girl in college. She was drinking Mountain Dew every day. She drank like 6-7 Mountain Dews a day. I mean, all day. I mean, if you saw her, she had a Mountain Dew in her hand. And she was fighting her weight. She's only about 20, 25 pounds overweight. She was real active, but she couldn't get down that, like, that main last part of body fat she wanted to get down. And she asked me one time, she's like, you know, you stay pretty lean all the time year round. I said, well, I don't eat crap. I don't drink sodas. I'm very strict about what I do. And it's lifestyle. And she goes, what can I do? I said, well, first thing is, I'm not even going to go through your diet. I said, Mountain Dews. I said, cut them out. Replace them with water. She's like, really? I said, yeah, try it. I said, give it 30 days. 30 days, cut the Mountain Dew out, just drink water. Drink purified water all day. And she's like, hey, I'll do it. And she told me she had about 2-3 days of detoxing off that stuff from the high fructose corn syrup and all the doggone caffeine that's in it. She stopped it, though, and I saw her a little bit later. She'd been about a month. She said, she was down like 12, 13 pounds already that fast. One month, just changing her diet with the sodas. And I told her, told you. I said, it's not that difficult. I said, when you're drinking a soda every single, 2-3 hours a day, you're drinking 6 or 7 a day, 8 of them a day. They're 190 calories a piece. I said, you're getting 15, 1600 calories at the end of the day of complete useless crap. It's useless. There is no positive aspect to drinking a Mountain Dew, period. Except, I guess it stimulates your little taste buds. It makes you feel better for 20 minutes. That's it. If you want to have some caffeine or green tea, you got the purple sticks in a can. This works better, does better, no inflammatory response. You can still sleep. You feel good. And it's got a ton of antioxidants.
And you don't load the cortisol up.
And you don't gain a copious amount of body fat either. Zero. It's like 5 calories in a scoop. If that, what is it? Yeah, 5 calories in a scoop.
Not many calories.
Stuff's up there. Not a 200-calorie Mountain Dew. And so the first one here. Second one says take a 20-minute walk after dinner. I mean, I'm pretty active. Most of the times I'm always with the kids after we get done eating. But I've heard that a lot now. People tell me this is when they go for a walk or they do something mildly active after they eat, they end up sleeping better. They have better digestive. That is basically digestive functioning. Again, I usually like run around the kids afterwards.
I'm going to say something else, too. And this is really important. And we've talked about this repeatedly. Turn the lights off in your bedroom. Don't have a nightlight on. Don't have the TV going. Oh, yeah. And don't have any Wi-Fi turned on in the house. Unplug your Wi-Fi. The pineal gland produces melatonin, and it sees Wi-Fi, it's a radio wave. It sees it as sunlight. It won't produce melatonin. You won't sleep well at night if you don't unplug your router.
It puts out a pulsing energy source. Yeah, and so you can look at it if you look at it in a certain realm.
So your pineal gland thinks you're laying out on the beach at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, having sun, getting some sun. It's wide awake. It says, I'm not going to go to sleep. I'm not going to produce any melatonin. And then that, again, affects the REM sleep, Austin.
Yep.
So don't, and another thing, too, don't allow yourself to get disrupted by your telephone ringing in the middle of the night. Because once you start waking up, your body thinks it's awake again, and it doesn't want to go back to sleep. If you want to get a proper REM sleep, you got to do it right. Also, guys, take the new prostate support products that we have. We have 2 new ones that are fantastic. If you're getting up using the bathroom 4 or 5 times a night, you ain't going to sleep very good.
And no, you're not.
And you're going to wake up being tired all the time.
And the problem is this, and I was talking to a buddy about it the other day that's actually taking these products now. The problem is if you got to wake up in the middle of the night to go pee 4 or 5 times a night, and you're not getting REM sleep, now you're increasing your inflammatory markers.
Mm-hmm.
Your inflammatory markers causing more inflammation again, which is going to cause more issues as far as with the prostate. It's a cyclical effect.
And then you want to take a nap in the afternoon, and now that makes it worse because now you're not tired at night, and so you get into this horrible cycle, or you get home at 6 o'clock and you take a 2-hour nap.
Yeah.
And now you go
to bed till midnight.
Yeah.
And then you get up all night.
Oh, yeah. And that's why so many guys get so sick. And the thing with prostate is you got to take care of it. You just got to take care of it. Start taking your prostate supplements when you're 40. Every day, take them. And then one thing that really works, too, is the conjunction is black seed oil. Now, it tastes awful.
We have it in soft gels, too, if you like. The liquid is...
It's awful. But it works. It
tastes like diesel.
By the way, I'm going to give you a little bit of brain fodder here for a second. A little bit of a bubble gum for the brain.
Bubble gum.
Judge Judy.
Now, Judge Judy. Yeah.
No, she was running for Senate and everything else. This girl's legit.
Yeah.
Okay, and she did their own TV show for years.
You said the TV show, everybody knows that.
Became super wealthy, became super well-known, and Trump appointed her in the District of Columbia. And she, a year ago, she made it. Oh, yeah. No, she's legit. On May the 8th, 2025, President Trump named her as the interim United States Attorney for the District of Columbia.
That's interesting.
She was sworn in on May the 28th and confirmed a full position on August the 2nd, 2025, almost a year ago. Well, here's the problem with her. She's got a big mouth. but she's really smart. And so now they've had this big thing with the reflecting pool. Some guy from the Olympic went up there and damaged the reflecting pool that Trump built.
Reflecting pool?
No, it's in District of Columbia. I'm doing this.
What is a reflecting pool?
It's like outside of, I think it's outside of Lincoln Memorial.
Oh, Washington the big
Monument.
One?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, the problem is they did a lousy job on it. The guy didn't do anything to it, supposedly. He presented all the evidence. He wasn't involved in damaging it. So she dropped the charges on him. Now you think, why would this make national news? Here's why. Judge Judy and Donald Trump are both TV stars.
There you go.
They both have a huge network of followers because of The Apprentice and because of the Judge Judy show.
Yeah, that's true.
And so she has a tremendous output and ability to do things. So he's basically saying now that she's a coward and she's not doing what she's supposed to do. And she's saying that basically this guy wasn't guilty. And you ask me, why am I covering this on the show? I'm showing you that we have a 21-ring circus going on all the time in the media. They've got to find stuff to keep you occupied. Remember what George Carlin said? He says, hey, look, this is a big club, and you and I ain't in it. And he goes, these people always keep you obfuscated.
That's
they always keep you thinking about something else. Now, look what Judge Judy's doing.
Distraction, baby.
And the thing about Judge Judy, I'll give her credit for this, she was always pretty fair when she judged people on that TV show of hers. She was legit. And do I like her?
Well, those were actually real court cases, weren't they? That
well,
was theater.
They were real, but they weren't really real. They weren't gonna. She didn't have the authority on that TV show to put people in jail.
Okay.
But they would sign an affidavit. Supposedly, they would do by whatever she said to do, or whatever they did. I don't know the background. but the point is that she realized that, you know, she was being put in a position of basically prosecuting somebody for doing something they didn't do, and she said no. So now it's made national news because Judge Judy and Donald Trump are in a fight. Hey guys, let me tell you this. It's kind of like I remember when Elon Musk goes, "We're going to audit Fort Knox."
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, Donald Trump says, "You're fired." You know, and so this thing's a circus show. They're all lying all the time. And I don't think Judge Judy realized how many lies there are. And now she was put in a position trying to lie again. And she said, I'm not doing this. I'm going to quit this. I'm going to drop this case. Now, Donald Trump's having a conniption fit. Well, you would think that with the war going on in Iran, he'd have something better to do, be concerned about a reflecting pool. Am
yeah.
I right? I mean, this is nuts to me that this is actually happening. But I saw this morning, and I looked her up to make sure this is the same Judge Judy that we know basically from TV, and it is.
Well, her name was Judge Judy. It's Judith Shinden.
Well, it's Jeanine Pirro. Okay, and you know, she was born an American television author, United States Attorney for the District of Columbia. And by this saying, her name's Pirro, but I don't know what the actual name was. And she says in 1993, she was elected to the position of Winchester County District Attorney. And I'm not going to go. You can read her. In fact, I'll post her Wikipedia page on our thing. You can read it yourself. But the reality is this. If this person is doing this, and she's doing this, and she's trying to stand up for herself, at this point, you got to ask yourself a question. Is she going to back down? Remember, they got rid of, you know, Tulsi Gabbard, too, Austin.
Yeah.
They got rid of Pam Bondi. Every time somebody does something, they got rid of the guy, basically, that was, you know, with Pam Bondi and put Trump's personal attorney in so they wouldn't be able to release the Jeffrey Epstein files. This is a disaster in Washington, D.C. right now. And for those of you who are saying, I'm going to support Donald Trump no matter what he does, we're almost in a world war in the Middle East right now because we decided to attack Iran because Benjamin Netanyahu deemed it so. So if you want to follow, you know, Israel into that oblivion, that's up to you. But maybe you need to ask yourself a question. What's Trump doing? Is it okay? You know, what's it doing to me? This is a problem. I just paid $5.50 again yesterday for diesel fuel, Austin.
Yeah.
You know, it's not so much fun now driving a diesel truck.
I don't think this is the same person, dude.
Yeah, I know. I was confused.
No, it's not the same person. Jeanine Pirro hosted a television show titled Judge Jeanine Pirro on CW.
I'm looking at her Wikipedia page right now. It says she was Jeanine Ferris was born and raised in New York, the daughter of Lebanese American parents. Both her parents were born in Lebanon. She became an assistant district attorney in 1975.
Correct.
Just the same group, county court judge, district attorney. And that same thing was confusing to me, too.
But I don't think the show she had was Judge Judy.
Yeah, it is. It says it right here. Yeah. And so, I mean, I looked it up this morning, and then it said basically a United States attorney for thing.
I don't know. You guys give us some feedback on that.
Yeah,
let us know. I've seen the same thing on that.
Well, yeah. Well, me neither. Pierre has been a regular contributor to the syndicated morning talks or the morning show with Mike and Juliet, guest analyst. Frequent show with Fox Late Night Lives. And then it says that she was on the CW network that Pirro would host a weekly show called Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Right.
Okay.
It's not Judge Judy.
That's what they're calling her. And it was distributed by Warner Brothers, but it may not be her.
I think it was the coin term that they gave her because she basically kind of looked like her a little bit. She had the same demeanor and attitude. I think that's what she got the nickname on it as far as up in D.C. But Jeanine Pirro, this is the one she basically ruled in this case as far as with the reflecting pool that they're all mad at her about.
And it says, in her televised programs and her private meetings with Trump at the White House, steadfastly encouraged Trump to press harder in agenda, disruption, and provocation. Yeah. And so I don't know. If I'm wrong on this, you guys let me know, and I will issue a retraction tomorrow. But it's crazy that she says she had her basically it's unreal. But
this judge did have a TV show, though. You're right about that.
I know.
That's why you got a comment on here. This is funny. It's on YouTube. I'm reading some of the comments on here. I'm pretty sure everybody's saying the same thing on here. I think it is a different person. But it's same topic we're talking about. Somebody said, because of listening to Ted in 1997, we went natural overnight, all natural. My 8-year-old daughter ended up nearly 6 foot tall and looked like a supermodel at high school senior. Her friends were all short and fat. That's funny. Mm-hmm. I laughed. This is interesting here. One topic came up on here, and they're talking about what's going on. Somebody said this. One of our guys on here. Let's see if I can find it. Talking about as far as the monitoring, as far as what's going on now. Maybe that was on the other one that was pulled up. Essentially, what's happening, this is a video I'm going to play for you guys now. You guys know I've been in the automotive world for years. Go to SEMA every year. Used to build a lot of custom trucks. And this is getting weird now because Ford has been getting multiple patents that are very, very weird.
They're bad.
Like weird patents. And they're tying right in with this kill switch that Congress passed under the Biden administration. They're trying to implement now where essentially, you know, your vehicle will deem whether you're impaired to drive. And apparently we're finding out now it's not even just alcohol. If they deem you impaired, if you're distracted, if you're looking at your phone, if you're tired, if you haven't slept enough, basically the vehicle will determine and deem it so that it's going to pull over to the side road and shut down. This isn't conspiracy. This is facts. This is documented now that basically DOT has been trying to regulate with this congressional law that's in place now with the automotive manufacturers. The problem is things have been a complete failure. They've been trying to implement it since 2023. They can't get anything to work properly on it. They have these massive, massive false positives on a regular basis. So these vehicles are shutting down in the middle of the road because somebody basically, you know, is looking out their side window for more than a couple seconds. Well, Ford decided they're going to take it upon themselves to tie this in with a system now for people that essentially are late on their payments. This is a video I'm going to play for you guys here because this is like, this is kind of wild, like really wild. I'm going to play this for you guys. This guy does a lot of reviews on vehicles that are going on now. I'm going to play this for you. Whoops.
Ford just filed a patent for a car that turns into your debt collector. This is episode 2 of the Kill Switch Economy. It's 100% real. U.S. patent number 2023-005-5958. The title, Systems and Methods to Repossess a Vehicle Assigned Ford Global Technologies. And the language is insane. If you miss payments and you ignore notices, the car starts disabling itself. Cruise control, windows, seats, infotainment, and then it escalates. Air conditioning, key fob, door locks. And the car can be programmed to, and I am quoting here, emit an incessant and unpleasant sound every time the owner is present in the vehicle. If it's an autonomous Ford, the filing says the car can move itself to a nearby repo lot. And if the car is not worth them repossessing, it can drive itself to a junkyard. So when people found this, Ford came out and said they had no plans at all of releasing this. Okay, sure, but nobody writes 14 pages on how to torture a customer with their own air conditioning unit unless someone in a meeting said, what if we did this? That's the kill switch economy with a steering wheel. They wrote the contract like a landlord, and this time the landlord can repossess your car from their couch with sound effects. But try filing a patent for a kill switch on a CEO's car. You'd be in a holding cell before lunch, because when we do it, that's a felony. When they do it, that's section 14 of the terms and conditions. It's funny how that works, isn't it?
Wow. Dude, crazy. So it starts emitting an unpleasant and incessant sound until you get caught up on your payments.
Unbelievable.
And then disables the infotainment system, disables the AC system. So, you can't make this stuff up. This is one of the reasons why I've said a lot of these older vehicles now are holding so strong. I'm in a position where, as far as I've got a high country, I love Chevy, I love GM, but if they start adding this kind of stuff, even if I'm not, you know, behind payments, or I'm not freaking having an issue or doing, you know, some type of driving that's distracted, I don't think I'm going to be taking delivery of these vehicles, quite frankly, because remember, every single vehicle that has these systems in place over the next couple of years, they're going to have cameras and they're going to have microphones embedded through multiple parts of the vehicle to monitor your voice, to monitor your eyelid, your eye movement, and your facial recognition all at the same time. This is also going to tie into the AI data servers that they've talked about. So when you run, say, a red light or a speed camera or anything, or, you know, anything that occurs on there, they now can tie in that system, pull the data from it because they sell it to every third party that exists, tie it right in with the AI flock camera and say, well, we confirm at this data log point at 9.03 a.m. in 26 seconds, we have facial recognition of you in the vehicle going over this white line by 0.2 seconds at a red light camera, and now you automatically have no ability to defend yourself.
You already got that ticket.
Well, I'm fighting it. It'll be dismissed. Yeah. But I don't have any cameras in my truck, so they can't prove who it is. That's the thing about these stupid red light cameras.
Oh, by the way, you were right. I was wrong. And I want to make sure I issue a retraction before we end up basically getting 10,000 texts and emails to me today. Judge Gene Pereiro hosted No, listen to this. I read the wrong article.
He told me
it was the same person. And I said, I'm going to double check this. I apologize to you. Judge Gene Pereiro hosted Judge Gene. She had her own TV show. Okay, back. That's why the article was wrong. Former district attorney, focused, so she dealt with emotional aspects of cases. And then Judge Judy, her real name is Judith Sheldon, like Austin said, show Judge Judy been airing since 1996, one of the longest running court shows. So yes, two different people who look a lot alike, and they got me on this one, Austin. So
I saw it. I want to cover that.
I want to make sure I got that one fixed right.
Yeah, no,
I didn't get enough REM sleep last night. Apparently, go ahead.
There you go. You can take the total rest next time.
I will.
Here's an article you guys will like. It's another study. Once again, these just keep coming out left and right. Vitamin C thickens skin and boosts collagen, study finds.
Collagen.
Another study found that high dose of dietary vitamin C travels into layers of your skin, promoting thickness, regeneration, and more youthful complex. This is also tying into, and I've had people ask me this question, about eczema. And another topic that's getting brought up now with this research is eczema also, not all of it, can it be contributed to a lack of vitamin C in the body? Because the vitamin C helps produce collagen. Collagen helps boost skin cells. And collagen and vitamin C also reduce inflammation in the body. And a lot of times eczema is an inflammatory response. Now, a lot of times eczema can be caused by bad laundry detergent that's toxic. Like the stuff you buy at the store.
And essential omega-3 deficiencies.
Omega-3 fatty acids. And again, we talked about earlier, continual inflammation markers that are going on from poor diet, lack of exercise, lack of proper water. Remember, the skin is the largest eliminating organ in the body. If the liver gets plugged up and the digestive system and the colon get plugged up and they're full of junk food and toxins all the time, the only way to start eliminating that is through the skin.
That's right.
As people start getting sores, they start getting acne all over their
body. And they get real bad body odor.
They get real bad body odor. And then invariably, in most cases, unless you're dealing with a 13-year-old that's got hormones that are all over the
raging.
In most cases, you look at the diet, detoxing out, and you'll find the skin will ultimately clear up. And a lot of times, it's lack of water. And most of the time, they drink sodas all the time. I found that out a lot.
Well, a lot of guys, what they're doing now with girls who come down with skin conditions like eczema or whatever, acne, they put them on birth control pills at 14 or 15 years of age.
I've heard about that.
That's crazy because they want to stabilize the hormones. But the thing that I found, I remember years ago, I had some eczema on my scalp. I couldn't believe it. I went to a dermatologist. I said, what the heck? And he goes, oh, don't worry. It'll clear up about a week before you die. You remember that?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That was Dr. Reschle, great guy. But I told him, I said,
how exciting.
I said, great. Before I die, I said, you know, I'm
well,
just like.
Well, that's an indicator. So I was like, hey, my eczema stopped on my head. Well, Dad, no.
So I told him. So I did a bunch of research. I read a book. I've got a book by Bernard Jensen called The Chemistry of Man. And I went in there. I said, okay, let's see what Bernard Jensen said about this. And he said it was basically a silica deficiency, an omega-3 deficiency, and a bioplasma cell salt deficiency. I thought, okay. So I went ahead and I started taking a bunch of cod liver oil, started taking some silica, cell salts, and it cleared up within 2 weeks. I mean, it completely went away and it's never come back. And now I make sure I take my omega-3 fats on an ongoing basis. And I tell you what, I don't have to do the cell salts anymore, but the omega-3 fats, it really, really, really cleared it up quick. And it's also borage oil is really good for that. And I've learned over the years, if you give the body what it needs, especially from an essential fat standpoint and vitamin C and collagen, a lot of times you can clear that stuff up pretty quick. And the crazy part about it is you say something, somebody's got real bad eczema, you see it. And you say, well, I know how to fix that. They always look at you kind of funny. Like, yeah, rather. I've tried everything. Not interested.
Well, sometimes people get, same thing you said earlier, they get burned out.
Yeah,
they've gone to the doctor 20 times. The doctor's put them on 20 medications. They put them on every cream and pill known to man. It still doesn't work. And the problem with it is a lot of times it's nutrient deficiency, like I said, or it's something you get exposed to. You need to get out of your diet or out of your lifestyle. Like I said, laundry detergents can cause a lot of issues with that. I remember a while back ago, I'm in North Carolina a while back, and we did a bunch of laundry. I had a bunch of T-shirts that I was wearing outside North Carolina. We had to do the laundry over there, and we got back, and I was wearing one outside, and my whole back started breaking. I was all red, and I was sweating in the shirt. And sure enough, they were the cheapest Tide laundry they use there.
They've got to use fragrance, chemical free.
Yeah, it's probably start using a lot of that stuff. Your body gets real sensitive to it. It's not normal to be exposed to it. And here in this article here, it said we're the first to demonstrate that vitamin C in the blood circulation penetrates all layers of the skin associated with improved skin function. Although vitamin C has long been used in skin creams, the research highlights why consuming it through diet is more effective. It's water-soluble and poorly absorbed through the skin outer barrier. The study shows that skin is extremely good at absorbing C through the blood circulation. Uptake into the outer epidermal skin layer also seems to be prioritized when taken orally and high doses. See, what happens is if you don't have elevated blood levels of vitamin C, the body has to kind of pick and choose where it's going to go. It's got to triage it. Okay, we're going to use it for this. We got to make sure you don't get scurvy. Make sure your teeth don't start falling out. So it prioritizes it. When you get an excess vitamin C and your blood vitamin C levels are elevated, the body has free range. It's like unlimited amount of ammunition. We're bombing everything. We're taking care of everything. We're fixing everything. Everything's going to get good now because we've got elevated vitamin C in the body. That's why it's so important to keep it elevated throughout the day. That's why I recommend at least taking it twice a day. I like taking it in the morning, and I usually take it in the afternoon or evening to keep your blood levels up on it.
I take a scoop in the morning with my purple sticks, so I take a scoop in the evening with my purple sticks. And this morning was kind of wild because, I mean, we had the internet out. We were fighting that all morning and trying to get the show going. And so, obviously, I didn't have the time for show prep today. It's awesome. So I messed it up.
A bunch of topics.
Oh, yeah. We got a bunch of topics to cover. But the thing about it is that the vitamin C is critical. I made sure I took that this morning. It's very, very, very important that we do all that on a regular day. By the way, now they're saying that Iran is going to hack our water supply in a bunch of different states. Well, I can tell you it's not Iran.
I remember when Saddam Hussein had all those WMDs.
I remember that. Remember when Saddam Hussein had the weapons of mass destruction?
All the Marine went into Fallujah to take over Iraq, and we found out there were no WMDs.
Well, remember Osama bin Laden? Remember they dropped him off in the helicopter in the ocean? His body?
Ocean funeral.
Yeah, made sure that nobody gets to say it was really him or not really him, and he worked with the CIA for decades.
He was a CIA boy forever.
Yeah.
All the defense contractors.
No, I mean, you know,
that.
The thing about it is when they lie to you like this, and they lie to you over and over and over again, it's kind of like, well, what's not a lie? You know, I remember I was watching that one movie. It was a Jesus movie. It was really good. It was, what's the name of that one also? You know, when the Roman centurion is looking for the body.
Risen.
Great movie. And I remember the guy who was guarding Jesus' tomb was lying about drinking on that night before he went to bed. And the centurion looked at him and goes, well, we know you're lying about that. So what else is a lie?
There you go.
That's the problem that you run into when the Congress and the Senate and all the rest of these people and Donald Trump and all these rest of these people are lying to you over and over and over again. You got to ask yourself a question. How much are you going to believe? What are you going to believe about any of this stuff? And so that's the problem that we've run into now. So now they're saying that Iran is planning to hack our water supply? No, I don't think so. Remember when Charlie Kirk died? Remember the next day, you guys were texting me like crazy, who killed Charlie Kirk? And I said, it was Mossad, period. And then all of a sudden, all these people started talking about, including Candace Owens, who got basically eviscerated and shadow banned, and a bunch of other people. And now we're like, okay, well, who's going to attack Israel? Well, Benjamin Netanyahu told me personally, to my ears, that they had backdoor computer programs into like every system in the world. So it'd be easy enough to hack into doggone water system.
I told you guys, this is one of my best friends. He still does defense contracts. He was over in Libya. He was over in Benghazi again for some defense work they were doing over there when Charlie Kirk got killed. He got back in country, and I texted him up. I said, dude, what the heck happened with this? And he goes, well, it was flat out. I was on the phone. He goes, it's Mossad. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy was GRS. He was everything. He was Airborne Ranger, retired now. And I asked him, I said, really? He said, yeah, everybody at the base. As soon as we saw it on TV, we knew it was Mossad. There was already chatter about this because basically he wasn't doing what Israel wanted him to do. He basically was defecting is what it was. That's what they termed. He was defecting. He was going off the reservation. He wasn't doing what Netanyahu wanted to do. So they wanted to make an example of it. And, of course, what they do, they blame it on a tranny with a 30-06 from 130 meters out, which the entire story didn't make sense as soon as everybody saw it. Anybody's hunting with a 30-cal round that was not a 30 cal impact anywhere near that.
Well, no, they said that the 30-06 from 100 yards out, that his neck was so tough the skin stopped the round.
They said his neck bone stopped the bullet precisely.
A 30-06
for a full ballistic meat on it.
30-06 would have blown his head off at the next shot.
Well, no, it was the lapel bomb. That's what it was. Yeah. I mean, everybody knew that as far as what he told me. So, anyways, I don't want to get down that rabbit hole right now. Then we'll start getting into Antarctica. Then we're in a whole nother world.
Oh, when I was talking about Tunguska yesterday, I got emails on that.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah. Tunguska experiment?
Oh, yeah.
Towers, baby.
Oh, and they were wanting to know how they broadcast that energy field across the planet on a curved Earth. And they said, Austin wouldn't let you talk about that.
I don't let him do anything. He does what he wants to do. Let's be real on that. But sometimes when I have a layout of health. I mean, this is Health Masters, by the way. This thing right here, that's HM for Health Masters, our Health Masters show. Sometimes, here's a problem.
It should be Help Me. We're here to help you.
Help me. Now, here's the problem. If I've got a layout of health articles that I'm trying to cover for the day, because most of you guys want health articles, if I let him, you guys say, go off on these topics, it's done. It's the next 30 minutes. He's gonna go on a rabbit hole. And then everybody's emails are going to say, Austin, you never finished your thought. What happened to cholesterol and cancer prevention? Which I'm not making claims. That's what the scientists said yesterday in the research study. Basically, the lower levels of your cholesterol go, the higher cause of, basically higher risk of cancer you have. Let's document it now. Document it. So when they tell you, take statins for your health, it's going to save you. It's for your protection. My gosh, how many times do they have to keep telling us it's for our protection and it always finds out it's for our death and destruction?
Well, you know, Fauci proved it all, didn't he? With 100 times, I plead the fifth.
If you wear three masks, you have to shut down. You can't board six people in a house. If you go to a birthday party and there's seven people, everybody's going to jail. People seem to forget about all that happening, by the way.
Well, you know, so like when we went to that restraining order hearing against that witch.
Yeah.
You think I'm joking. I'm not. And she had threatened me. And she's a witch. And she'd sent us these satanic cards. And first thing we asked her is, are you a witch? So my attorney asked her. I plead the fifth. Well, it kind of answers the question when they plead the fifth, doesn't it? It's crazy. So you think I'm joking, but I'm not. It was a crazy restraining order. Some black guy was up there. I'll never forget this because we were asking all these satanic questions.
I was not. The attorney was asking them.
But it was so funny that the black guy was, at the end of the hearing, you know, he goes, man, I've heard some crazy stuff in my life. I ain't never heard nothing like this. And I'm like, well, that's the reality of our world we live in, buddy. Sick stuff, man. Crazy.
No, that's
I mean,
exactly.
And Jeffrey Epstein had dead babies that he was eating in the freezer. Yeah, why don't we talk about that again, Austin? I mean, that's sick stuff. The sad part about it is nobody wants those things released except for the American population. The people involved in it don't want to be known that they're associated with any of that stuff. So now the files are hidden again by Trump's own personal attorney, which is ridiculous.
Oh, by the way, you guys voted. It's Wednesday. Of CoQ10, our CoQ10 Ubiquinol, it won product of the week. Incredibly good product. It just incredible for the cardiovascular system. I run it every day. That's a staple product for me.
CoQ10?
CoQ10.
That's a great product.
Really good
for
the circulatory system, great for the heart. Remember, your body uses it like fuel. It's like race fuel for your heart. The more active you are, the more you're doing, the more you need to be taking CoQ10.
And when you take statin drugs, it stops the production.
If you take statin drugs, CoQ10 shouldn't even be a topic that doesn't touch your lips every single day.
Take it every day.
Statins wipe out CoQ10. And by the way, if you're on statins, talk to your doctor about another option or getting off of them. Not making claims, but I'm telling you, it's in your best interest. So that'll be going on sale right now for Product of the Week. And I just had an article that we posted up that Harrison wrote for me on CoQ10, new research in mitochondria efficiency. I will go into that later on next week. But if you guys want to read more on the topic of CoQ10, why ours beats every product on the market, what it does for your energy, what it does for your heart, what it does for your brain, really, really good exercise endurance. Also, too, the thing about this is when you start having better mitochondria function, when you start having better energy function, inflammation also goes down as well. That's the thing about it. Inflammation goes down, mitochondrial function goes up. They constantly do this. So if you want to have better energy, better function, better mitochondria, you got to get your inflammation down and have better energy in the meantime when you do so.
By the way, Louisiana Attorney General announces an investigation into Fauci. So
we'll see if that goes anywhere.
Fauci needs to get some life insurance because this gets too hot on him. Sometimes people get written out of the script. Look at Joan Rivers.
The Clintons are up. No examples for that. Of that.
Oh, by the way, keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. Remember, God loves you, and so do we, so do I. And basically remember that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for listening today. And Thank you for being our friends. We appreciate you so much.
You guys need anything, you know where to go, healthmasters.com. Be sure to check out the best sellers. And also, too, if you got products and you like them, leave us a review on them. Helps us and helps other customers figure out what works best for you. Have a great evening. Talk to you guys again tomorrow on this show, as always.